Glory to God forever. Jesus is alive. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. Wonderful Jesus, reveal yourself to us. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge that you are God. Amen. Man was born to fellowship with God. The only true God is the most wonderful, most beautiful being in the universe. Man was designed and made and created and formed to fellowship with him forever. Amen. I want to do my best to keep this message very, very positive. The gospel is super abundant positive. Amen. That's when someone knows Jesus Christ, they're in an eternal celebration. And the greatest celebration is his presence and his glory. So wonderful. He's beyond human words. And this is what Jesus spoke about when in the parable of the treasure in a field and the pearl of great price. And Jesus said in Revelation 3:20, I stand at the door and knock. He who opens the door, I will come into him and sup, dine with him. Fellowship, that's fellowship. That's Jesus becomes our everything. And, you know, I've tried to give like analogies, metaphors for what is the presence of God like. You know, let me say this, okay, the glory of the Lord is the Lord himself. And if we do see, when we meet the Holy Spirit, that's the whole key. I keep emphasizing that. It's so glorious. That's the entire key. Before someone knows him, they're not going to understand the glory of God, and they will not be interested in the things of God. And this is why the most extreme example of that is people who are unsaved. They have no concept of the glory of God. That, you know, they cannot understand the things of God and so forth. So the bottom line is, Jesus said, it's the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. And two great men of God have both emphasized how wonderful and perfect this plan that God has set up, the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father. And when we know him, when we know Jesus, and again, being born of the Holy Spirit, let me just give the overview. Our spirit person has the glory of God, Jesus Christ, within and in and permeating our spirit person. And the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, Jesus Christ, and of the Father, is everywhere on the earth. So, in a sense, a great man of God even pointed out, this is even better if it's even possible than if Jesus Christ, who's in heaven, came down to visit us. How wonderful that would be. How incredible. But remember, the plan God has set up is the perfect plan. Beyond, it's simple, but it's beyond comprehension that we would have Jesus Christ in our spirit person all the time and be surrounded by the glory of the Lord also. Incredible. This is a priceless, unspeakable mystery and reality and a you know, glorious revelation. Jesus Christ within us and all around us, and every person has that opportunity. What is sad, and I do want, it's sad and tragic to think that most people don't get saved, that most believers don't really walk in that, praise the Lord that there's so many, you know, more than 2 billion Catholics and Christians in the world. But most are in that first phase, and they don't move into that being born of the Holy Spirit. Okay, that analogy I gave, someone may say, well, the analogy, if someone, how shall we describe the presence of Jesus? One quick analogy, if someone lists their 100 favorite, most favorite things that provide them joy and happiness and pleasure, list them and rate them all on a scale of 1 to 10, okay, all the things, you know, eating your favorite foods and being in nature and all that, okay, add all those up. So let's say that they're all a perfect 10 and they're up 1,000, okay? So they've got on the scale, you know, they've got 1,000 on the pleasure scale. Well, the presence of Jesus on the scale of 1 to 10 and 1 to 1,000 is infinity. Million, trillions, trillions, trillions. That's what he can't be put into words. Now, people may say, now wait a second, let's look at the New Testament and the Bible, and it, you know, people may not see that, okay? Well, they just need to meet the Holy Spirit, and they'll realize his glory, his majesty, his beauty, his everything about him, his power, his glory and majesty, beauty, wisdom and understanding, and his power and strength and might and dominion and authority. And man was made to know him and fellowship with him. That's what's so tragic, so sad, that we as humans miss it. And we need to hear it again and again, because we're like sheep. We are foolish. We miss it. We can learn a lot from sheep. Jesus gave that analogy. Sheep are, they need to be with other sheep. They generally are fearful. They need to have a shepherd with them, taking care of them. Jesus is the good shepherd. Sheep are creatures of habit. We are creatures of habit. Let's get into the habit of just rejoicing in the Lord, worshiping him, serving him, seeking him, learning from him, you know, doing unto others, you know, how we would want them to do to us. You know, we've got to be in a right relationship with people. Let's get into those habits. Okay, back to the sheep analogy. It's fascinating, really. They say that there's sheep. With sheep, there's like a pecking order and a one-upmanship, and some get irritated at other ones. Well, that's what humans do, don't they? This is just very interesting, and I want to keep this serious, and there's deep revelations in the fact that Jesus would call us his sheep. But listen to these things that I just looked up. What are some characteristics of sheep? 8 characteristics that sheep exhibit. They're timid, fearful, easily panicked. They need a shepherd with them to protect them, take care of them. This says dumb, stupid, and gullible. This is not me. This is something that came up. I just searched on the internet. So we see that with humans. I've been saying we're foolish. We fall for things. Third thing, stampede easily. They're vulnerable to mob psychology. So sheep live with other sheep, right? That's where they need to be. But if there's like this, if some get scared, then the other ones get scared and they run away, and it may not, okay. Number 4, little or no means of self-defense. The only thing they can do is run. They need the shepherd. They're easily killed by enemies. That's okay. They're jealous, competitive for dominance. That's what I was speaking about. There's like a pecking order, and they want, you know, there's like this, and that's what humans are like. They're easily cast, that is flipped over on their back. You know, and the shepherd has to rescue them. And then if one sheep gets away from the flock, the shepherd has to rescue him. And Jesus spoke about that. Well, let me just add to this. You notice how so many of us, we always want, we're fascinated by stars and the people who are, you know, famous and stars and who are talented and who are, you know, trendsetters. And we even, like in a church, there would be always so much emphasis on that one pastor. You know, oh, the pastor, he's so, and, you know, oh, he's so great. And, okay. So all of this reveals that we need Jesus Christ. We need that leader, hero. He's Lord God Almighty. He's our good shepherd. He's our everything. Amen? And he's the one who truly fulfills us. When humans don't have him, they naturally go to some other person. Okay. Here's something else about sheep. Sheep are actually, this is, again, just from the internet, and this is from BBC.com. Sheep are actually surprisingly intelligent. I saw this in a few different websites. With impressive memory and recognition skills, they build friendships, stick up for one another in fights, and feel sad when their friends are sent to slaughter. They are also one of the most, this says that they are destructive. So basically, it's truly fascinating that Jesus would call us his sheep. He says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. So this glorious Savior, Jesus Christ, so wonderful, so magnificent in everything that he does, to think that he's the exact representation of God's nature. He's the image of the invisible God. He is the, and let me finish with this, okay, something maybe a little different. I haven't shared much about this. There's the glory of Jesus Christ and there's his person. And that's revealed, so that's in Hebrews 1:3. Jesus, the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. So this is the overview of this. God, who at various times has spoken to us. Well, this is speaking about Jesus Christ, whom he has appointed heir of all things. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person. So both of these, his glory and his person, are beyond human words. But let me finish with this. I want to keep emphasizing the glory of the Lord, and that's what's available. Let's go straight to him, not to anything else, not even to the Bible, not even to just straight to him. And it gets simpler and simpler and easier and easier. Amen. The great man of God said the highest spiritual attainments, easy to achieve. Simple. Simple. He's made it simple, easy, exciting, fun. What a glorious gospel. It's so prevalent and rampant that we miss it in so many ways. And one is that you know, we think it's religion, and we think that it's about studying and learning the Bible. I was just reading this, you know, I just have this for years. It took me years to finally just meet the Holy Spirit. You know, it's someone doesn't have to have a Bible to know Him. A great man of God said sometimes it's better to wait on the Lord before going to the Bible, before going to, you know, just wait on Him, seek Him. Glory to God. We become living epistles. That's what I'm saying. You understand, when someone knows Jesus, when someone's born of the Holy Spirit especially, they have within their spirit person something that is priceless, an unspeakable mystery worth more than all the world and all the wealth of the earth multiplied times infinity. That's what we are missing when we don't experience and love Him with everything we have. We can now, through Him, we can store up treasures in heaven. How glorious that is. That's just an example. Some, you know, the richest people on the earth who don't know Jesus Christ, well, they're not getting anything for eternity. The poorest person who knows Jesus Christ, who's not respected, isn't that glorious? People who have nothing on the earth, if they know Jesus Christ, they can store up treasures in heaven. In fact, they can live forever in heaven and have treasures. That's our opportunity today. So I just kind of want to motivate us. You say, how can I store up treasures? Well, you can intercede. Anyone can intercede for nations and other ministries. Let's pray right now. Lord, we pray that you send out laborers into your harvest field in all over the world, specifically like the Middle East, to Israel and others, nations. We believe it, Lord. And we want to be vessels to continue to pray. Help us. You are the helper. You are the comforter. You are the good shepherd. We pray this in the awesome name of Jesus Christ. Do you realize 90% or more of the world, people in the world, they just discount the whole Christian. I mean, it's just, they just discount it. They discard it. How terrible that is. They don't, you know, we need to fear the Lord. We need to honor Him, have reverence for Him, have, you know, I want to share some things from the book of Malachi, the last book in the Old Testament that is so glorious. Recommended reading, the whole book of Malachi. But it talks about fearing the Lord. Those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. And a book of remembrance was written before the Lord for those who fear Him and who meditate on His name. Glory to God. Amen.